spun into futurity. The presence crumbled into this. My faint whisper sent directly into your ear. Here, cuddling in this dark fold, my sister and I have reached complete fusion. Two separate objects invading the exact same spot. Co-joined? No, not confused. Not separate, but whole. The crowning mask of human flesh conspiring to manifest what will be called a grand illusion. Other civilizations must live. You must understand that. We'll help you come to grips with that. It's for your own good. It's an entirely new state of becoming. To become exactly as that which follows. Children of gravity. I know what you're thinking. You can't escape me. Don't waste your time trying to escape. There's nowhere for you to hide. Our whole life was one big hiding place. We're entrusted with those wealth of areas. All we have to do is lift the delusional veil and turn the key, and we're there. We wear lots of self, a whole walk-in closet's worth. When that fails to disguise us, we wear so much more. Into the soft beyond we go, wearing tunics of bleached Carabas linen. Clothing made to avert eyes so that they go unnoticed, except for the heads and hands dangling out in space. We do this lewd dance that provides information concerning our religion, our science. The hungry flytrap is our emblem. Our teeth provide the rhythm of our desires. We hear voices. They tell us what to do. We must obey. They guide my hand right now. I shall not falter. Somehow I'm able to get one of my little arms out of this uterine cavity and write this message to you. Don't take it seriously. It's only my hand talking, issuing a bulletin, a warning. My tiny hand gestures through the opening, offering a handshake. Pleased to meet you. I'd like your secret friendship to be one which you will guard jealously. I feel as if I could trust you. I like you.
Yeah, I like you too.
I find it more persuasive when I whisper. Low, dark shades inhabit my homeland. The dissolver alight controls the temperature. I walk away slowly, yet I still hear their wisdom. I know their music. The rain of silver pins has stopped now. The atmosphere is calm. A secret trust momentarily restored.
Just for a little while.
The most pregnant silence begins to erupt. We can walk down upside down with our hands faster than a bird can fly.
Bird.
We got muscles stronger than planks of wood. Softly winging along, transmitting the news of our arrival. A test of our hereuponness. A spectacular view unfolds. Here and there, as the impression of our fetal movement draws lines along our mother's belly.
I understand.
And as our accelerated growth bears weight upon the belly's protuberance, the offering of passion that had once resulted in the accumulation of this size with a cellular makeup. The utter singularity of which producing a spawning fetus the likes of which has never been previously encountered. That had hitherto arrived at birth already like a full-grown monster in miniature. These were the dreams of our wildest imagination. These were the outpourings unhindered by arrested development. These were the little candles on the little fingers. To complete an image, one must take part in all its pictorial value, away from the object that will resemble the image.
Yeah, you know.
The
stealing the pictorial from the object, misinforming the artifice from the real. And it is in this manner, however, that I graft more additional veneer to this artifice. This is where the candle and the fingers play an important role. When they dance together, they get angry with each other. And the emotion is accomplished at my liberty as a result of my choice. But only the choice, however, not where the choice originates from. A mixed match equilibrium, the causality of emotional development will have to be radically reconsidered. Seen as a means of projecting a feeling towards a destination. Cause like a finger towards a candle is the action that propels the movement and its physical placement from one to the next. Yet what I'm trying to get at isn't necessarily directed entirely by me. But others who direct and charge my life to perform the causal deed. And what is known as the portal of the secret.
Don't change
a fame in which the secret exists on all sides of it. Oh. On sides that are only a recumbent pose to add humility towards its absolute physical laws of nature. Is it known as a secret with its cosmetic veneer, like a butterfly with a seaman overcoat? And now I've attempted a metaphor. I'm sorry I misformed the truth. My sister and I, she's inside me. She closes her eyes open and suddenly her vision ranges all over. 1,000 eyes seeing in all directions simultaneous. Endless without a restrictive notion of distance. I see what she sees, I know what she knows. And I'm satisfied by this abundance, which is as it should be. Vision floating on the ceiling at the tombs, in the gardens, belly against the incorporeal form. No wall, no window, just free floating everywhere at once now. Lifting and pummeled, looking around corners, projecting vision that way, as far as it can go and back in the blink of an eye. And then that hole in the horizon beyond the periphery that would previously be thought to be impossible to conquer, the range of which spreads out and where we are before the completion is spreads out. Twinkling and open, like open gates of a palace that had been divested of all its royalty. The soul of its frozen architecture has been restored, submerged in serene grace, overflowing a kind of implicit space that goes right down the walls, bathing the environment around it with a special light.
You're doomed!
And with that, there's a way gleam right through that new